Get to Know Me podcast is sponsored by Big Love LLC, an online clothing apparel shop for men, women, children, and no label. Feel free to visit our website today at biglovv.bigcartel.com. That's biglove.bigcartel.com.
No one be on your shitty ass social media or your fucking random ass no bar ass podcast. I don't give a fuck about that, nor you.
No joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Because when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around because I'm never serious.
Why, you been feeling good?
No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you all for being
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Go ahead and roll it, twist it, light it, get your coffee, your tea, meditate, pray, sage the building, because you never know what may be said over the airways of the Get to Know Me podcast platform. I'm the host and creator, Busy Balboa, and today we got a special guest, a rap artist, recording artist, a brand owner. He's from the 365 Click. Y'all give it up for Plus.
Yes, sir. In the building.
What's good, my mans?
Oh, man, been too long, way too long, but it's good to be back.
That's right. It's been way too long, but, you know, we've been planning and planning this. You one of the inspirations behind me starting back up, because you was one of the first people that hit me up and was like, yo, I love to come back to the podcast. So, hey, I just wanted to thank you, man, for always supporting me. You bought my book. You always supporting y'all, some hella real individuals over there at 365 Click, and I just appreciate that, man.
We appreciate you, too, bitch. You know, real just recognize real. That's it.
That's it. That's all. You know what I mean? Now, you've been on the podcast before, but I like to remind people, just in case they missed it, they definitely need to go back, but we're going to rewind them and remind them. Tell us the meaning behind your name, Plus. Like, how you got that name? Where that come from?
All right. So, initially, it was Big C Plus. We just kind of shortened it down when the music came along to Plus. But Big has always been the big homie. C, because cousin, because, you know, me and the homies, we all like family, so we like, that's Big Cousin. And then Plus, you know what I'm saying? I'm a, you know, the Big O, you know what I'm saying? So Big C Plus.
I like that. But, hey, that makes sense.
You know, but again, it's got shortened because Big C Plus was being utilized. C Plus was being utilized. So for the music, we just went with straight Plus and added an extra S on it.
That's right. And it's official and original. You feel me?
That's it. Yeah.
How you got started in hip hop? Where did this come from? Did you always love this, or did it something you kind of grew into?
Well, you know, I've always had a passion and love for music ever since I was little. You know, grandma and grandpa brought it around me when I was young, you know what I'm saying? And it just continued loving music in church and just being around it all my life. And then I would say the first time hip hop I was ever really introduced to it, man, was way back, I want to say late 80s. My cousin George, he introduced, I think one of the first tracks I heard was Crisscross, you know, Jump. This is wild. And I was like, man, I got to get more of this, you know? And periodically I listened to it a little bit like that. But grandma and grandpa, they was like, no, you can't be listening to that, Joshua. You know what I'm saying? That's not of this world. I'm like, man, come on, you know? But when I came out to Dago, that's when it really just kind of like I touched roots with it. You know, I think one of the first songs I ever heard in San Diego was Regulate by Nate Dogg and Warren G. You know, one of the classics. So
definitely.
You know, just ever since then, just been, you know, just been in it, you know, as far as me and starting my rap, that came through my boy Dreisty. You know, one day he was just like, Plus, you got a freestyle, you got a freestyle. I was like, tried it out, man. Just never went back on the music, man. Just full fledged now, you know?
Yes, sir. And shout out to Dreisty, man.
Oh, yeah.
So where you originally from?
So let's break it down like this. I was born up in the Bay, Monterey, California. Moved to Cincinnati when I was little, from about 3 to 11. And then from the age of 11 to like in my, I want to say early 30s.
SD. Dago, yes. Baby.
Yes, man. Yes, yes.
And that's how we met. If anybody doesn't know, we met in Dago. And Look, man, this man is he does his thing, like big artists, you feel me? Like you already done performed and opened up for big names and stuff like that. What's one of the like highlights of your career that you feel like, yeah, this is like a defining moment? Cause you've already touched a lot of stages and done a lot of work. What would you say has been like a super defining moment for you?
I would definitely have to say opening up for a legend. I mean, I opened up for Lazy Bone, man. That was big.
Hell yeah.
Being in the same building with that guy, I was like, you know, as a youngster, you like, you would think like, man, you know, the idea of just like, hey, you know, I would love to just meet him, you know?
Yeah.
But the fact to be able to open up for him, come on, man. People just dream of stuff like that. So I would have to say as of right now, that would be my like, oh snap. Like,
that's crazy too. Especially with you growing up, you know, in Cincinnati for a while and they from Cleveland. Like,
yes.
What a connection.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a crazy connection, man. Mm-hmm. What are some of your other passions and interests outside of music? What do you like to do?
Let's see. I like going to church, you know what I'm saying? Religious guy. I'm no saint, you know. But I like going to church. Mm-hmm. I like to eat, obviously.
Yep. Me too.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. I like watching sports. You know, football, basketball.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a basic guy. I like being around like my younger siblings, you know what I'm saying? Plus love the kids, you know what I'm saying? It's like a, how can I say it? You know, I like being an influence to people, you know. At work, I train people. So I guess you say that's another passion of mine too.
Right.
Like helping people out, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's good, man. So mm-hmm. I also wanted to ask you like, you know, hip hop has evolved over time. What do you think about the future of hip hop and what that's looking like for you?
Oh man, it definitely has evolved as time mm-hmm. has progressed. It's changed.
Yeah,
it's different. I mean, it's kind of like clothing. You know, it could just be a trend. You know, at the time being, you know,
right.
I'll be 100. Like my style of flow is different from the modern style of flow. You know,
yeah.
Would I ever change my style of flow? I would say I would like venture out and maybe try just something a little different.
Uh-huh.
But as far as like my overall style of flow, no, I don't think I'll ever like totally just change and like be different like that. But as far as like where it's going, I would say if I had to use a word to describe it, different, unique.
Yeah.
It's growing every day, every year, you know, this man, you never know what's gonna come out.
You really don't.
Because today's music ain't tomorrow's music. Just
that's true. I know that, you know, a lot of people feel certain ways about certain music that's being made and everything. And I can remember growing up and it was like the same conversations, different music, different artists. So, you know, I feel like as music kind of continues to evolve, it's always going to be differences and opinions about it. But me personally, like, you know, I do agree with people as far as like we got a message and, you know, the younger audience and stuff like that. But I still feel like we got to evolve with it. You know, we got to... I ain't never gonna hate on the next person getting their money and getting their shine on. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Do you have any like first memories, like when you were young, of falling in love with music? Like, was there like a song that came on the radio you remember dancing to when you was like 5 or anything like that? Any defining moment like that?
Let's see. Back when I was young like that, man, I listened to a lot of country because again, I grew up around, you know, my grandma and grandpa.
Oh yeah.
Do the church music when I was with grandma, music with grandpa.
Yeah.
And my auntie Becca and Auntie Donna, man, they listened to like a mixture of things. I want to say when I remember back then, let's see, back, okay, I'm just gonna sit here and kind of maybe put my age out there a little bit, but I'm gonna say back in the 80s, Milli Vanilli, that was kind of big back then. I remember like listening to them.
Yeah.
I remember listening, I'm even gonna, man, they're gonna laugh at me at this one, but your boy, I see, was a boy band person. I used to like New Kids on the Block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man, you know what I'm saying? That whoa, hanging tough,
right? It's a different tough time,
man. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I definitely have had my share of just listening to different music. I don't hate on any type of music. I may not listen to all of it, or may like, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
But just the love and the passion for music has always been there, you know, no matter what it is. So,
I love that. I like to kind of find out, you know, those little details to artists, because you know what I mean? Like, we all kind of like grow up listening to different music, and you never know like what type of inspiration that made on you, what type of impact that made on you as you grow older. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, like, right now, what are your hopes for the future as far as like you personally, like where do you see yourself in the future?
Well, hopefully in a bigger house, for one thing.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
And
I wish that for everybody. I want everybody to win.
Amen.
And I've never been that guy to be like, I don't like you. I mean, right. Even though I don't like you, but at the same time, I still want you to win, though.
That's right. That's right.
And the other thing I stand firm behind is like, I may not like you, but I'll respect you, and you better respect me as well. But
that's right.
Going back to where I see myself in the future, musically, honestly, I'm just thankful that my music is out worldwide. And I think I've said this before. I mean, I don't care if one person listens to my music or a million people listen to my music. Mm-hmm. Just as long as I'm heard, man, I'm thankful for that. Because let's be real. As artists, we're getting robbed from the streaming industry, man. We
Preach.
Do not get paid enough. You know what I'm saying? Literally, if I'm right, I think we're getting a third of a cent, if that. So if you do the math, just to get a dollar, my song needs to bang 300 times. 300 yep. times just to get a dollar. And that's... But I mean, who know who else we got to pay? We got to pay the producer.
Yeah.
If there's a feature, we got to pay them too. So, I mean, I'm hoping maybe one day, maybe, you know, people like me and you, Dreista, you know, the rest of the people that we cool with, maybe one of these days we can change that. You know,
hell,
I think
yeah.
that's something to do. But yeah, you know, that's in a nutshell, you know, what I see myself in the future just doing, you know.
Hey, and I believe in that, man. And I'm going to do everything I can to support that, because you're a real one and you deserve it. You feel me? You work hard.
Thank you.
It ain't a lot of people that's putting that muscle behind it. You know, a lot, some people, they say they do music or whatever, but you don't really see that muscle behind it. And everything that y'all do, y'all pull it, you know, you paying for that yourself. You pulling that out of your own pocket and having
that's
to
it.
Provide that your own self, and y'all traveling, y'all on the road. How did you even get in 365 Click? Like, how did that start?
So, you know, Dreista is going to be that's the CEO of 365 Click.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you an exact date, but if I had to give you like an estimate of when it initially started, I want to say maybe 10 years ago,
wow.
maybe more than that. But I've always been, you know, I've always rolled with Dreista, man. Like, we go back, like, I want to say back in, like, I met Dreista back in 96 or 97.
Man, that's
I mean,
crazy.
Obviously, you know, we was just young kids back then, or teenagers or whatever, whatnot. But we've always had the joy and a passion for the Click, or driven for each other, just for music. And like I said, I remember even before it was 365 Click, there was other things. I remember being in too deep. I remember being we had a couple of name trials and errors as far as going through what Dreista had in mind, what we all like just thought of, okay, yeah, let's run with it, you know what I mean? But like I said, roughly about a decade ago, or I could be wrong, don't quote me on that, Dreista finally came up with the name 365 Click, and we just stuck with it. You know, it's me, Fuego, you know, Dreista. We affiliated with Light Bub as well. We got some other people that are definitely affiliated with the Click. But yeah, you know, we just been going on, you know, roughly 10 years strong, if not more. And we're definitely not stopping. We're just going to keep going and just keep putting out more music and just content and merchandise. Just not just there. You know, we want to shoot. I seen the homies, what is it? What are they called? All My Friends Are Rappers. They putting out beer. Shoot, we want to put out beer too. I'm with it.
Hell
I love
yeah.
Beer, you know, I love me an IPA or a stout. You know, I'm with it. So everything, you know, nothing is not touchable, if that makes sense.
That's right, man. Shout out to 365 Click, man. I pretty much interviewed almost everybody, even Lightbulb. So, you know, I respect 365 Click hella. Oh, and I see the work and the muscle behind it. And, you know, like you said, it don't stop. Whenever you got like a committed like base like that, man, the sky's the limit. And even then, there ain't no limit to that shit, because y'all already like moving like a machine. So I got big love for y'all, man, for real.
Hey. We appreciate it. We got big love for Busy too.
Man. I can see it. It ain't just something that y'all say. I can literally see it and feel it. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that, man.
All right.
Let's get into this music, man. I'm excited about this part.
Okay, yeah,
so you sent me three tracks. The first one, 187. I love that one. Let's talk about that one, man. Where did this concept come from? Who produced it? Because I heard the tag on there. I already know who produced it.
yeah. Okay, so a couple of things. So first off, shout out to Poncho. He's the one who produced the beat. The funny thing is that we've been rocking with Poncho for quite a while. I want to say about 4 or 5 years, maybe less, but roughly around that time frame. I had heard a beat that he had made for Dreister. I was like, wait, hold up. I was like, I think I had recorded a little bit of it with my phone, and then I had hit Poncho. I said, hey, Poncho, you think you can cook me something up? Like, he said, you think? He said, come on now, man, I got you.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe 2 weeks later, bam, slipped me the beat. I was like, oh, this is it. And so, the funny thing is that verse has been sitting around for maybe almost 2 years.
What?
Yeah. You know what? The thing is that I was waiting for the right time. You know what I mean? So
hey, I get
a lot. I got a lot of stuff in the vault. But anyways, I'm gonna tell you the concept behind the song, right? So
okay,
it's funny. At work, I was kind of going through it with one of my supervisors.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna say no names, right?
Yeah.
Right. So my buddies at work was like, you know, we go by last name at work, but for short, instead of Wesley, they say, hey, Wes. I was like, what up? There's like, hey, you won't make a diss track about beep. I said, say I won't. They was like, you won't. I said, okay, bet. Came back 2 days later. I said, hey, y'all ready to get a bar? So, yeah, man, that track right there was off of a little animosity, a little steam I had brewing up. Needless to say, you know, me and that person, we're cool now. We kind of, smashed our reconcilable differences. Everything's cool. But, honestly, you know, thank you for the motivation to
hell
write.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, some of the best music come out whenever you like fueled by anger or, you know, some type of emotion. So, you know, all that did was create a dope track.
You know, so I'm like, hey, good looking out.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I love that. And shout out to Puncho, man. He was on the podcast too, and I done hung out with him in LA supporting him. You know, he's definitely a great supporter. So yeah, y'all hit up Puncho if y'all need some beats, man, for sure.
Yes. So, and Dreista on that track too. And Dreista had
y'all slid. I was like, God damn, y'all sliding on this bitch.
You know, he you know, I did my thing and he just turned around and clapped back and bodied it as well, you know.
Yeah, y'all slid on that shit. I love y'all rap style, like the way y'all be rapping, like that shit. So I don't know. It's like he say, player. It's player as fuck.
Yeah. Player one.
Hell yeah.
Hey, got one up in the chamber, 10 up in the mag. I swear the only way you're leaving is your body in the bag.
Yes, sir.
Killer Tennessee's pouring out the Hennessy. Brown potion in my cup, north side of Tennessee. I said my vision is division, lot of me and none of you. Multiplying, no denying, I'm defecating on your crew. Brass in the flow, like a chain, reaction. About to show you real quick the meaning of subtraction. Pull up to your spot, taking shots at your abdomen. I can make the call in half, grab the bat again. Pain to keep it real, but you looking like a mannequin. Breaking out the space so the hearts get to shatter me. Post casket, I blast it, tape you up in plastics. We never simple minded, yeah, we keep it real drastic. Scoping out the scenery, you gon' need enforcements. My whole clique with it, yes, tripping, they endorse it. I pray you make it to the path, play it real safe. Big 4-5, in my finger, it's the safety.
If you don't know 3, I'm the one and not the 2. These little rappers best stop acting bulletproof. Your big homie paint his nail and rock dresses. Talking all that gangster shit to me is not impressive. I will stop your heart from beating just to teach you lessons. The nigga thought he was somebody until he met me in person. Big tripping on a Sunday like double back to Hurston. The aggression I've been containing over the years is starting to surface. Whole buildings crumbling, hella contact got him fumbling. Busting on him like Bettis in the 90s, Royal Rumble him. Sharp shooting, no video games, nigga fold him and tumble him. 4 shots of the yak only after the mission accomplished. You my dirt all by my lonely, clear headed, sober and conscious. If I did it, there is a reason on trace to his killer season. If you don't know 3, I'm the one and not the 2. If you don't know 3, I'm the one and not the 2. If you don't know 3, I'm the one and not the 2. If you don't know 3, I'm the one and not the 2.
one, not the two. You know what I'm saying?
That shit hard. And then the second track you sent me was What You Want. This one was fire too. This was okay. All you, right?
It's all me. It's a single.
Okay, I was about to say, I didn't know there's no voice.
Well, so it's just me, but I did have my sister sing that hook, though.
Oh, I was about to say, now I do know that was a female or whatever, but yeah, so you got the family on the track. Talk about that.
So, it's funny. So that song, too, was in a vote for a minute. That song, too, had, so I had her come over, and that was probably two and a half years ago, she came in, I put the beat on, I was like, I need some dope, sis. I need that dope feature from you that I know you're just gonna kill this verse. I said, look, this is what I have in mind. I wrote down the lyrics to it, and I told her, like, you're gonna sing it like this, and she's like, okay, cool, all right. And then when she heard it, she's like, wait, hold up. You're not gonna talk about nothing like really, really bad. Like, cause like we were saying, tell me what you want. So I was like, no, I'll keep it like kind of, you know, it'll be grown folk, but it won't be too like, oh my God, like ratchet. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think the song was ratchet, but it's definitely for the grown folk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely for the grown folks. Grown and sexy. So,
lay the seats back, baby, in the Malibu. Shorter, me and you, we about to make it do what it do. I know you stressed out, let your hair down, we don't care now. We can drink a little sip and put one in the air. And all the boys in your court and you can throw it back. Yeah. On me to the top of the stairs, I know you like that. Just some grown folks about to do some grown things. Sometimes we make love, sometimes the gun goes bang. Turn the lights down low, your little bad tang. About to go Mike Thriller on that damn thing. The motion in the ocean when I'm gigging on that potion. Feels like we straight floating and I'm busting it wide open. I could put it on you, you could put it on me. We could put it on we, and I put that on the three. Satisfaction guaranteed, baby, wet in your seat. I give you all that you want, I give you all that you need. Ah, what is this feeling I feel? How can I tell if it's real? What is this feeling I feel? How can I tell if it's real?
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. I'll be all and more. You can get it from me. Say, baby, what you want. Tell me what you need. I'll be all and more. You can get it from me.
Do it to the music, girl, we can do it. The way you do it for a ooze, make me finna lose it. Ooh. You the one I'm choosing, leave that thing bruising. Yeah. Keep it Smokey Robinson, baby, we just cruising. Hit me for that late night, take you on a date night. Get it like MJ, lady, we can play fight. Sipping Dom P, I'ma sip the Hennessy. Baby, let's just stay together, we can do the Al Green. Yeah. Go ahead and light the candle, strawberries with the chocolate. Ooh. Don't mind spinning chip, cause I know that you the prophet. Tell me all them little things that you wanna do. Shorty, I can be a genie and make them all come true. Ain't nobody home, hit my line with a text. Baby, you can call my number, I'm in line, yeah, I'm next. Yep. Where the man said, then there might be some rain. Oh. The way you drop that knowledge got me going insane. Whoa, what is this feeling I feel? How can I tell if it's real? What is this feeling I feel? How can I tell if it's real?
Tell me what you need. I'll be all that and more. You can get from me. Say, baby, what you want. Tell me what you need. I'll be all that and more. You can get from me.
365 Click Music.
This is a reminder that there is a visual for this episode available on YouTube. Please be sure to tune in.
Exactly. So, but yeah, I just wanted to put a song out for the ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to my lady, you know, I love my wife, Deidre, you know, so yeah, she's definitely the inspiration behind that song. But I just wanted something to, because, you know, plus don't just have, you know, the homies listen to my music. You know, I got a couple of homegirls that listen to my music too, you know what I mean?
That's true.
You got to reach all aspects, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You cannot just settle, you know what I mean? Reach everybody. So I had to do it, and who knows? There may be another one coming up soon or, you know, later on down the road.
Hey, I think that's a hint, y'all. Pay attention.
You
know what I'm
saying? You never know. You never know.
Hey, the females really be supporting a lot. Like, those are some of the biggest consumers when it comes to, you know, supporting music artists and stuff like that. Like, they going to go to a concert. They're going to buy a CD, a shirt, something. You know what I mean? So I think it's very important that we make sure we make some music for them too. You know what I mean?
You have to, you know.
Hell yeah. Now, my favorite track, it was hard to pick a favorite, but I mean, come on. You know, I'm deep like that. So that No More Tears really touched me, man. I had to run it back a few times. And then I watched the video and I saw Rick Scales and everybody up in that video. Yeah, shout out to them. Yeah. Yeah, but man, this one was deep. Tell us a little bit about this. Go into detail about this track right here.
All right. So No More Tears. So I wrote that song maybe 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted something like people to vibe with. You know what I mean? Just like, hey, like, I'm tired of all these hard times, you know, I just want to chill, you know, just kick it, you know, have a good time and, you know, count my blessings. That's it. You know, I just want something people can be like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Just bob your head and just chill, you know, just have a good time, man. Life's too short.
Yeah.
And I remember I had finished that song. I finished writing it, finished recording it. And I was like, you know what? I ain't talked to my grandma in a while. Let me hear grandma up. You know what I'm saying? I still had the mic on and everything. Mm-hmm. So I was chopping it up with grandma. And I was like, you know what? I got the mic on. Let me record this conversation. So I went into the booth and started recording our conversation. You know what I'm saying? Chopped it up. You know, like I said, man, grandma always been on my dome piece about church. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jesus is the way, the life, and truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I thank her for that. You know what I'm saying? And
amen.
So, yes, amen. And so we, you know, obviously we hung up, and about a month later, man, my grandma passed away,
man.
And I didn't realize that would be the last time I ever talked to her.
Right.
So to me, I knew right then and there that I was like, you know what? I'm going to dedicate this song to my grandma. You know what I mean? I was like, I think it was a coincidence that was the last time. Nah, not only that, the other crazy thing was this is that, the day before my grandma passed away was my wife's birthday. And she told me, she's like, baby, I want to get baptized. Mm. So we got baptized on my wife's birthday. And the very next day, my grandma passed away.
Hallelujah. You can't see me, I'm Houdini on the mic. Lot of hatred in the world, but I'ma be alright. Evil always get the lurking, no invite. I'ma let it shine, yeah, I'm talking about the light. When they get the talking and the blabbing, that's the hype. Tomorrow's never promised, ayy, but that's the life. 365 click, we take a flight. You can copy me, but there's no way that we're alike. Lessons could be blessings, all you in it for the stay. Skies ain't always blue, sometimes you gotta deal with gray. Is it really your passion, are you clashing with the pack? What don't kill you make you stronger, that's what they say. I'm standing living proof, I put that on the tray. Give it everything you got, that's the only way. Don't just pray when you wanna do it every day. And we gon' smile through it all, even through the pain. Praying for some better days, I'm tired of the old ones. I just wanna chill with my clique and drink some cold ones. Everybody wanna run their mouth about some hearsay. I just wanna make it through the year, no more tears, man. Praying for some better days, I'm tired of the old ones. I just wanna chill with my clique and drink some cold ones. Everybody wanna run their mouth about some hearsay. I just wanna make it through the year, no more tears, man. Baby, wipe them tears away. We gon' make it out okay. We gon' see another day. And I put that on the track. Gangsta, put that gun away. Ain't no need to fight today. There's some things I gotta say. Count your blessings, always pray. Hard times are here to stay. We just wanna celebrate. Let my words articulate. Practice what you demonstrate. Me no sit, no hater, right? I shoot, shoot first and never ask a player questions. When this world's in the back on you, you gotta count your blessings. We don't take no losses, but we learn a lot of lessons. I don't pay no mind till you squares out the flexing. Don't let that decide your fate. Demons don't negotiate. Heat escape, evacuate before your soul evaporates. Take it in and appreciate. Let that knowledge activate. So much you can tolerate. Holy Spirit dominate. Keep it pushing, don't hesitate. I'm just trying to educate. Let my lyrics resonate, cause vultures wanna desecrate. Evil wants to fornicate. I pray that you eliminate. Baby, wipe them tears away, cause we gon' make it out okay. Praying for some better days, I'm tired of the old ones. I just wanna chill with my clique and drink some cold ones. Everybody wanna run their mouth and buy some hearsay. I just wanna make it through the year, no one cares, man. Praying for some better days, I'm tired of the old ones. I just wanna chill with my clique and drink some cold ones. Everybody wanna run their mouth and buy some hearsay. I just wanna make it through the year, no more tears, man.
It's a beautiful thing if you let it be. RP, for those that ain't still walking with me. But it's love, 24/7, 365. Click business. RP to the real. Feel, feel, feel.
Man, so, I'm talking about, man, that's deep right there.
Yeah. So that's why in the video you see us rocking the shirts with grandma's photo on there from back in the days. Yeah. And then you hear the little tribute at the very end of the video, you hear the conversation that I'm having with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, super, man, just a deep emotional song that just kind of like really, it touched my heart. Like, I just like, I wanted to pour my heart into, I try to pour my heart on everything that I do as far as music, things in general, but that song just has so much meaning to it, you know? And that's why when I was adamant about, like, it was my very first video I ever did, and obviously there's more to come, but mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that that was the very first one that I did, you know? So yeah, man, no more tears. I get nothing but, you know, and honestly, I don't even care if nobody liked it. To me, it's just the fact that I poured my heart out to it and did what I did. But it's definitely one of my most liked songs by a lot of people.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think what I resonate with you the most is, like, you know, what you speak on is real. It's not like a, you know, fabrication. You're not trying to be nobody. It's like your real life and, you know, real stories and stuff like that. And I just connect with that so hard. Like, I definitely was close with my grandmother, and a part of my podcast, like my intro, that's a piece of a conversation I had with my grandmother as well, like maybe 3 months mm-hmm. before she passed away. And yeah. I didn't necessarily know that that was our last conversation, but I did know that she was getting ready to, you know, transition. I knew it was coming. Yeah. But gotcha. It's like, I think that's important that we capture moments like that. And as artists, we use so many different things to kind of like express ourselves. And I was talking about this with another artist, how we should be really grateful that we even have these outlets to express ourselves in that way, because it really helps a lot. Absolutely. I know that probably made you feel a lot better being able to capture her voice and then be able to use it in this way. It's like to me, it's a supreme like salute. You know what I mean? Like, you really mm-hmm. did that, man. I love that. You did that.
Yeah.
And I know she would be proud of that. You know, y'all getting baptized right before, like, man, that's crazy.
Hey, just to piggyback too about your song that you had did for your grandma. I just remember hearing her. I was like, man, that's so deep. I said, you know what, man? Before she go, I gotta make sure I do one for my grandma too. Just saying, I was a little inspired by your track, you know. That
yeah,
one go
yeah, man. That grandma's mm-hmm. prayers. I wrote that probably like a year or two before she even passed away. And at that time, I didn't know she was gonna pass away. I was just mm-hmm. writing it as a salute to her for all the things she's done, you know, for praying over us, making sure we made it home safe. And right, you know, look, right. Now I get to use that music, and whenever I'm thinking about it, I get to listen to that. And you know, it's just special, the stuff that we do, the stuff that we create, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you've done a lot of amazing things. I know you mentioned opening up for Lazy Bone, and you know, you ain't even mentioned the other artists like Sugar Free and everybody else, right. But recently you did a crazy show at it was like at a resort, right?
Yeah, at Yamava Resort and Casino.
Man, I watched that video of you performing in front of all those people and all them lights and everything. How did that feel, man?
Oh, man, wow. Honestly, it's the most people I've ever... So it's the most people I've ever performed in front of. Also, I was on stage by myself.
By yourself?
it's different, you know, like when you're at the club or even let's just say a lot of times you have a hype man.
Yeah.
I didn't have a hype man. So it was just kind of like, it was a little intimidating.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I just went in there and did my thing. Long story short, that's, I won't say that. Maybe we can talk offline about that. But that venue right there, big names have performed there too, you know, like yeah. Ice. I think recently they just had Mariah Carey was there the other day, Missy Elliott, you know what I mean? Just to be able to say that, hey, I performed on a stage where legends performed. I was like, man, that's major.
Major.
You know,
and they received you well too. They was rocking, screaming, yeah, all that.
It really was. It really was. So it was a really fun, enjoyable night. I'll never forget it. And it'll definitely be something that's like, I mean, next to the opening up for Lazy, I would say that's probably the next biggest thing. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I did. Because the crazy thing is that I told myself when I first seen that theater, I was like, you know what? One of these days, I'm going to perform on there. Bam. It happened.
I didn't really happen that quick.
I didn't really think, because that theater's only been open for maybe a little over a year.
Wow, that is crazy, bro.
But yeah, man, I had so much fun. I met a lot of people when I did that. You know, so I was able to network with a lot of people. Maybe even some people that I might even like reach out to and maybe try to get a feature from too. So it was fun. I had a good time.
That was incredible. Just seeing you on that stage, like, that was one thing I was going to mention. Like, you by yourself rocking that stage, doing your own music, like, that's a dream come true. And looking at you do that shit, like, I was so proud. Like, I felt like your mom. I was like, a lot of people don't reach certain things like that, you know, like, that's a dream come true. That's incredible, man.
It really, really is, man. Thank you. Thank you.
That was dope, man. I'm proud of you for doing that, man. And I know you're going to touch even more stages because, like, you know, y'all put in the work. Like I said, y'all professional, y'all put in the work. You know, your music actually sound good and it's meaningful. I mean, come on. It ain't nothing that I really see that y'all lacking from that. You know, you got good production. Everything sounds great. So I'm looking forward to, you know, what's next. Definitely.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you some lighthearted questions. You know, outside of music, what's some of the favorite things that you do in your spare time? I know you mentioned going to church. I know you work. So anything else like you like to do in your spare time just to kind of like wind down?
Like I say, you know, I like to have me a drink every so often.
Yeah.
What else? Sometimes I just like being outside and enjoying, you know, like there ain't nothing, or maybe even just driving. Sometimes just driving, like it's just kind of like therapeutic, you know what I mean? Just
hell yeah.
I'll be weird sometimes. Sometimes I drive home and I don't even have the music on. Because I just be like, you know what? It's just been one of those days. Sometimes, you know, I think that saying silence is golden, especially when it's been a long, rough day. Sometimes I just go home and just be in my thoughts. Sometimes I'll be praying or whatever it may be. And sometimes I don't want to hear nothing. Just like, just the sound of the road, tire, or the little bump or whatever, you know what I mean? When I'm not doing music or like, you know, hanging out with the family, you know, I'm just a very basic, simple guy. You know, I don't really do too much other than, you know, just chill with my wife, chill with the family, chill with the clique, you know. That's pretty much, you know, wraps it up for me in a nutshell, you know.
I lied.
I did have a most recent kind of fun thing I've been doing. I've been like buying Jordans a lot.
That's cool though.
And
we gotta be able to come outside of the artistry sometimes and like just be regular, be human.
You know what's just crazy, because Dresta had said it best. He was like, man, you know what, fam, we in a position now to where it's like, you know what, we're living life good, very fortunate to be in the positions that we're at, and you know what, it's okay to sit there, because you know when we was younger we looked at people with those shoes and we couldn't get them, but now we're in a position now to where it's like, yeah, if I want a pair or two of Jordans or if I want those up temples, I can get them now, you know what I mean? Because I've earned it, I deserve it.
Right, you healing that inner child, you know what I mean? A lot of things we weren't able to do before, now we able to do it. So that's therapeutic, you feel me?
So yeah, now,
I brought back my three random questions, and so I'm gonna ask you three random questions.
All righty, I've been waiting.
That's too crazy, man. All right, so my first random question for you is: if you were to have a roommate, which would you prefer, a goat or a bird?
I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna say a bird, because I feel like a goat would be just eating everything up and be way too dirty and be shitting all over the place. And I think the bird would be just a little bit more easier, the maintenance wise.
Hell yeah. I would say a bird as well. Number two, who's your favorite superhero? Do you have one?
Besides Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I would say Wolverine.
Wolverine? Hey, yes. Okay. That's nice. That's a nice one. I never got that one.
I like him because he's almost like the bad guy too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Okay, that's a good answer. Number three, what is the most interesting place you've ever been to?
The most interesting place I've ever been to? I would say it's this place just past Palm Springs. Man, I can't think of what it is. But it was just a nice little secluded place out there. And like, imagine Palm Springs, like times 10. It's beautiful out there. It's hot during the summer, but it's just out there. I don't remember the name of it. I can't think of it. I'm gonna have to text it to you or something later. But I went there me and my wife went there on our honeymoon. We loved it. We spent 5 days there. I'll never forget it. I can't wait till we go back again. It's awesome. I just feel so dumb right now because I don't remember the name of it.
Hey, it's cool. It's, you know, that happens, but that's dope. I would love to find out. And once I find out, I'm gonna put that in the description of the podcast so they'll know.
I'm thinking right now, but I can't think of it though off the top of my head. But yes,
it's all good. Mm-hmm. But tell the people, how can we support you, man? We want to be able to support you and help with future endeavors. How can we support you? Where can we find you at?
Well, first and foremost, you can find me on the gram. You know, my music label is Plus. That's PLUSS at 003. That's me on the gram. I don't really be on every other social media other than primarily Instagram. I do have other social medias, but I don't be on there like that. Yeah. You can contact me via there. So that way, if they say maybe you want a feature, hit me up. Shoot me a reasonable offer. Yeah. I'm 100% honest with you. If I feel like maybe I need a second opinion, I may slide you to Dreister. Dreister may, you know, I might slide you his information. But as far as like merchandise and stuff like that, we got merch on 365click.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can hit me directly. Whatever people want, like if you want a hoodie, you want a shirt, you want some shorts, I can make it happen. The thing is, you know, I'm still a beginning artist. Yeah, have I made some noise? I have. But I'm still getting started, so I don't have a lot of my stuff in bulk yet. Mm-hmm. But that is the plan. So that's why I don't have a bunch of stuff like just laying around. But I can make whatever you want. You know, see stuff like by Plus as far as like, oh man, that's a dope cover. I want that on a t-shirt. Bet, hit me. I can make it happen. We can slide it to you wherever you're from, even if it's out of the States. We can make it happen.
Hey, shout out to that, man. That's a hustler right there. Y'all need merch. Y'all need graphics. Yes, whatever y'all need done, they can make it happen.
Yes. So. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm going to make sure I have all your information in the description of the podcast. Any last words for anybody that's, you know, on an up and coming, maybe looking at you like, man, I want to be like that. Or I want to be able to get myself together like him. You know, any last words for anybody out there?
Just follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. Don't sell yourself short. Take that chance. Like, when I got up on that big stage over at Yamava, like, I was like, I thought I would never, but like, don't be scared, because that one chance that you could have took, it could have been the one chance that maybe you was away from actually doing what you wanted to do. So don't be scared to like take that risk, you know, take that jump, that faith to leap. You know, you want to do that song, do that song. You want to holler at that girl, that man, don't do it. You want to shoot that video. You want to take that new job. You got to go for it. And the only way it's going to happen is if you are fully fledged ready to do it. That's all I'm saying, man.
Hey, wise words coming from Plush, y'all. Make sure y'all follow Plus on all his social media, but especially Instagram, because that's where he primarily is. If y'all need that merch, go on 365click.com. Follow him, follow his, you know, homies from the label, Y Drinks for everybody, you know what I'm saying? And check out the videos. I'm going to have some video links in the description as well. He got some videos out. Man, I love you, Plus.
Hey, love you too, bitch.
What I like to tell my guests, you already know what I tell my guests, man. Stay safe, but stay dangerous. It's Busy Bout Boy and Plus on the Get to Know Me podcast. We out.
Yeah.
Sign up today for only 99 cents a month to be a subscribed listener to the Get to Know Me podcast. You'll get access to exclusive interviews, episodes, and more.